Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
Bago ka pumunta sa investment, you have to make sure na you have an emergency fund na at least times 5 ng salary mo. So, RJ, if you're earning 100,000 for example, month, ang sinasabi natin, ideally, dapat meron kang 500,000 as an emergency fund. When you already have that, then that's the time that you can consider investing already. So, aside from savings, aside from investment, isa pa sa dapat na ginagawa mo in order for you to attain a financial freedom if to have an insurance. So you have the savings first, set up your emergency fund, and then consider investing kasi syempre matatalo ka sa inflation, no? And then after investment or kahit sabay sa investment, you must have your insurance. Okay? And then ang pinaka-importante, dapat kasama ang family members, dapat kasama ang beneficiaries when it comes to financial literacy. Okay? Kasi kahit anong galing, kahit anong dami ng knowledge na naibibigay natin sa overseas, you know, kahit anong galing ng OFW, kung yung pinapadala niya dito is hindi na ma-manage ng maayos ng beneficiaries or kamag-anak, baliwala din. So dapat, yun ang ginagawa natin ngayon sa OFW. Dapat hinahagip natin pareho.
And good evening, good morning, good afternoon to wherever you are watching from here in the Philippines and from all over the world. And welcome to my podcast. This is the RJ Ledesma Podcast. Now, in my podcast, what I like to do over here is I like to talk to entrepreneurs from all over the world, especially here tonight. Now, on the RJ Ledesma Podcast, I interview the country's pioneering business personalities and entrepreneurs to learn more about how they think about doing business. Ano po yung mga success secrets nila? How have they innovated? How have they changed? How have they pivoted their businesses during this pandemic? But more importantly, what opportunities do they see emerging in the new normal? Now, is there a business personality or an entrepreneur that you would like me to interview here in the podcast? Please let me know. I would love to meet them. I would love to talk to them. Just drop me a message. We are also live right now on Kumu, CBRC TV, Global Pinas TV, Bounce Back Network, and on YouTube. Tonight, I'm very happy to welcome back a very special guest, the President and CEO of Overseas Filipino Bank, o tinatawag na OF Bank. Now, OF Bank is the first branchless, digital-only bank licensed by the Banco Central ng Pilipinas and the official digital bank of the Philippine government. They offer right now tinatawag na retail internet banking, remittance services, loans, alternative payment channels, and investment tools. Hindi lang, not only to overseas Filipinos, but also sa kanilang mga beneficiaries, yung mga kanilang mga kamag-anak who live here in the Philippines. This mobile app is safe, secure, reliable, and it can also be downloaded via Google Play and the App Store. So please welcome here right now, Miss Laila Martin. Miss Laila, welcome to the show. Welcome back sa ating show, Miss Laila. How are you doing?
Yes, good evening, RJ. Always great to be part of your show. I'm good. We're so appreciative of the time you are providing to us over at Overseas Filipino Bank. So grateful. Thank you so much, RJ.
Ma'am, I always like it that you're here because we need to spread, kumbaga, the gospel na how to make it easier. Kasi, di ba, yung show ko is about businesses.
Yeah.
And it's about how do you solve pain points in business. At yung kagandahan nito, this is a very big pain point sa ating mga OFW, financial remittances, or doing banking in the Philippines. Prior to a bank like OF Bank coming in, syempre, nahihirapan yung ating mga OFWs, what's the best way, what's the most trustworthy way of sending money back here to the Philippines? And we're able to solve that here via OF Bank. And you're on your second year of operations. I'm very, very excited to have you back here again. Pero Ma'am Laila, sa mga hindi pa nakakaintindi masyado kung ano yung OF Bank, Can you just explain to them again what OF Bank is all about? What is its difference from a regular bank?
Okay. Thank you for that. Reiteration of what we have presented before. Overseas Filipino Bank po ay isang digital bank. Sa ngayon po ay isa ito sa 6 na license na digital bank po sa ating bansa. Ang kagandahan po ng isang digital bank, hindi po ito yung tinatawag na brick and mortar na proseso.
Okay.
Ito po ay ang operation po ng isang banko ay mismong nasa mobile phones po natin. Nasa digital space na po tayo.
Oh, wow.
Wala pong branches, walang sangay o mga branches na tinatawag ang ating OF Bank. Ang ating pong mga transaksyon na kukompleto po natin lahat sa tinatawag nating mobile banking application na madadownload po natin. Libre lang pong i-download ito. Kung kayo man ay gumagamit ng Android, i-download nyo po sa Google Play. At kung kayo naman ay gumagamit ng tinatawag nating iPhone, so yung iOS, ika nga, i-download po natin siya sa Apple Store. Napakabilis lang po. In 5 minutes or less, makaka-open po kayo ng account.
Wow.
At magagawa nyo na po sa inyong mobile phones ang mga transaksyon na dati-dati po ay ginagawa lang po natin doon sa tinatawag nating mga over-the-counter sa ating mga branches o mismo sa head office po ng ating mga domestic na banko po. So sa ngayon po ang Overseas Filipino Bank, ang digital reach po niya ay 123 countries na.
Wow.
When we started, RJ, when we had the first session,
oh,
we were a little bit closer to 60 countries before. But now we are in 123 countries na. And hopefully, RJ, sa tulong ng ating mga kababayan, we will hurdle the 180 plus, yung total countries and foreign territories by 2023. Yung po ang target namin. At kailangan po namin ang mga session with RJ para po ipaalam po namin sa ating mga kababayan.
Oh.
Ang tawag po natin ngayon, RJ Global Pinoys. Because kahit saan man bansa, nandun po ang mga Pilipino, be it overseas Filipinos or overseas Filipino workers. Noon ding nagsimula ho tayo noong June 20.
Hey, Ma'am Lai, just making sure lang yung signal ni Ma'am Lai is working pretty well, no? We're gonna double check here right now. But before everything else, we're here right now with our friends from OF Bank. And so both for Migs over there who's there right now. Migs, can you just show over here, our producer, if you want to visit OF Bank online, where can they go visit? Let me show you right now on screen yung website ng OF Bank. Okay, so again, the official website of OF Bank is www.ofbank.com.ph. Ito naman po, kung gusto nyo bisitahin yung OF Bank sa Facebook, you can also check OF Bank on Facebook. Can we show the hashtag? Can we please show rather the Facebook page ng OF Bank sa Facebook, Migs? Okay, we also have them over here. That's m.facebook.com/OFBank if you want to find them online. And you can also download them, OF Bank, on Android and iOS. Okay, so looking forward to all of you downloading here right now a bit more about OF Bank. So available on Android and iOS. And Migs, mamaya content, please, ipakita mo rin yung OF Bank on Facebook. So meanwhile, while we're trying to bring back Ms. Laila, as her signal tries to, as we try to improve the signal lang para makabalik po, si Ms. Laila, we have a very special friend here as well who is the OF Bank Overseas Representative Officer for the Middle East, Mr. Gerald Herdiales. Gerald, welcome to the show.
All right, thank you. Hi, RG. Magandang gabi. It's a pleasure being here with you. No? Dati napapanood lang kita sa Matinik and sa ibang teleserye. I love you, ka, di ba? Yung movies ng Star Cinema. Now, I'm interviewed by you and it's really an honor. Maraming salamat.
Thank you so much. Kung napapanood mo sa Masterlink, alam ko kung anong edad mo na eh, Gerald. Ibig sabihin, ako pala yung senior mo, Gerald. So, in the meantime, as we bring Ms. Laila back, no, I like what she had to say that, you know, from the last time she came here on the show, the first year up to now, we had, Ms. Laila, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah,
but you did say that we had about 160 countries here right now joining and even more. Ma'am, baka pwede mo sabihin lang, for the benefit of those who are listening, ano yung mga bagong countries na idagdag ng OF Bank para sa mga OFWs na nakikinig? Alam nila, oy, pwede kami punta na dito, pero mayroon yung OF Bank na dito.
Well, the latest product that we have onboarded, RJ, pertains to investments.
Okay.
So OF Bank is the first mobile app wherein an investor can place a safe and secure, well, government-backed securities mm-hmm. in 5 minutes or less. A very straight-through process. It won't take you more than 5 minutes of your time. Well, in the pipeline, and we will soon launch that before the end of the year, we're going to be onboarding online dollar deposit account.
Wow.
Again, RJ, this would be the first time that a Philippine bank will be launching a product such as this. You don't even need to go over the counter. And this time, dollar deposit account na siya. And you will be opening real time via mobile. And this we are really pursuing to be implemented before the end of the year so as to meet the target of the Republic of the Philippines, because mm-hmm. by the first week of January, this is the first time that we will be announcing this, RJ.
Wow.
And it is through your show.
Bongga.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The government will soon launch a retail dollar bond based on source from dollar deposit accounts. No conversion. Because the first time we did it, RJ, we did it via the Peso Clear, wherein you have a peso deposit account, and then we convert into dollars, and then you place in a retail dollar bond.
Oh.
This time, it's going to be a straightforward process, no conversion necessary, so you don't miss out, or you don't spend that much on your conversion rate.
That's right. Oh.
Because real time, so every second, nag-iiba ang conversion rate. This time, it's going to be funded by your dollar deposit account, which you can open even an hour before you want to make a placement.
Wow.
And then, yeah, within an hour, you can
have. Mas effective kaysa over the counter.
Yeah, yes, I agree, RJ. 5 minutes or less, you're going to have your own dollar deposit account. No so many documentations involved. All will be happening on your mobile app. So watch for that. That will be happening by on or before end of December.
Ma'am, I want to just clarify because some people, they're encountering for the first time yung OF Bank. And I want to make clear with people some things, di ba? Like you said earlier on, only 6 banks have been given the license to be digital banks.
Correct.
And yung Pagbayan Ninyo, you were one of them. But on top of being given a digital license, you were also a government-owned and controlled corporation na bank. Can you clarify those two things? Bakit, what's the importance na nabigyan kayo ng lisensya? Why can't any other bank do what you're doing? Let's say other banks in the Philippines. Why can't they do what you're doing na online transactions? And what's the importance na kayo po ay isang bank that is an official bank of the Philippine government?
Well, basically, when the BSP announced that it will be licensing, technically approving application for licensing for a digital bank, all banks, for that matter, are eligible to apply.
Mm-hmm.
But then the process is quite rigorous. A lot of documentations, a lot of vetting in terms of the robustness of your IT risk infrastructure, the technology that you will be using, and of course, the what we call the rating that each bank has to go through. I think one of the strongest support of OF Bank, the reason why it was able to secure the first digital banking license. So, RJ, OF Bank is the first among the 6 banks to get to be licensed. Well, essentially, we have a very strong parent bank. We have the Land Bank of the Philippines backing us up, supporting us all the way, providing all the necessary logistics and resources. And it's also the reason why, even though OF Bank came from the then Philippine Postal Savings Bank,
mm-hmm.
a very traditional bank at that,
oh.
And you might not be aware of that bank, RJ. Mukhang nung panahon mo, nung bata ka pa, baka medyo hindi na siya nag-ooperate ng kagandahan.
Mm-hmm.
But when Landbank was given the authority to convert the Philippine Postal Savings Bank into an overseas Filipina bank, because it was mandated at that time by our President Rodrigo Duterte to be a policy bank for OFWs, then the think tank of Land Bank went to work. And basically at the end of that day, at the end of the brainstorming session, there is that eureka moment.
Mm-hmm.
We can create a digital bank because we have all the resources to do a digital bank at the time that the guidelines are yet to be crafted by our regulators. And so we were quite fortunate that we were at the forefront when even the regulators are planning to license the banks into the digital banking operations. Quite fortunate that we have the parent bank, we have the resources, and well, I have to express our appreciation to the regulators, the Banco Central ng Pilipinas, the SEC, providing us all the support, all the necessary guidance so that OF Bank can be the first bank, a government bank at that, to be licensed as a digital bank. And I think this is the first time, RJ, that a government bank has been in the forefront.
I know. That's what pleasantly surprises me, that it's a government bank at the forefront.
Yes.
And, you know, these are one of the few examples I could think of is, you know, part of it's entrepreneurship within a government setting to say, hi, let's think about, you know, what can we do with that, you know, how can we revive an old bank by, you know, give a digital license to an old bank which hasn't been so active, Philippine Postal Savings Bank. For me, that's quite an innovation, especially here in the Philippines. Ma'am, I have another question. Ma'am Lai, kasi sinasabi mo nga, we are available in 160 plus countries right now. Ano on sa mga Pinoy, baka na di masyadong familiar, di ba? There are other banks around the world that they are either banks that are representative banks or mga, may mga banko rin tayo abroad where Filipinos can transact in a bank over there. Ano ibig sabihin na nasa 160 plus countries kayo? May branch po dyan ng isang OF bank? Or that just means that available yung services ng OF bank via cell phone or via mobile phone on those countries without having to go to a bank? Just to clarify sa mga nakikinig po dito ngayon.
Yes. We call it the digital reach, RJ. Our digital reach is already 123 countries. So we are in 123 countries, meaning Filipinos located in 123 countries were able to open an account and are now transacting tremendously using e-banking services, the bills payment, the fund transfer, the investment facilities. Would you believe, RJ, for the six-month period alone, we're transacting more than 3 billion pesos.
Wow.
And yeah, in fund transfer, in bills payment facilities. So that's huge considering we have been licensed for 2 years pa lang, RJ. So I think the future is great for OF Bank because with the support, with the massive support that we're getting from our kababayan, we will make OF Bank stronger for our OFWs.
Ma'am, can I talk about one more thing? I hope you don't mind before I move on to Gerald over here. No, you said earlier on it takes you a very short period of time to be able to apply. Sabi mo nga, less than 5 minutes, makaka-apply ka na sa banko dyan. Pero dito sa Pilipinas, usually pag mag-a-apply ka sa banko, ako, mahabang proseso yan, especially pag you go there to a physical bank, yung tinatawag mga brick and mortar, you go there physically. Medyo mahaba-haba yung proseso. How are you able to shorten that process? Kasi alam ko may tinatawag na KYC, know your client or know your customer na ginagawa ng banko dyan.
Yes.
So, paano yun sa mga OFW natin, especially nasa mobile lang sila?
Correct, RJ. Another good question, RJ. Thank you for raising that up. For over-the-counter processing, we use the traditional model of pen and paper, ika nga. We use documentations, presentation of IDs. But when you go digital, as what OF Bank did, we are now utilizing artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. So it's really machine learning at the back office of the system. What we do is request our customer to take a selfie, and then the artificial intelligence will practically match the facial image with the image in your ID that has to be uploaded also in the MBA. Not only that, RJ, we're also using what we call now the OCR, or what we call the one that verifies whether what you wrote or encoded is the same as what was printed in your ID. So it's quite technical, but basically the system is now the one that's doing the verification. So the KYC has been automated a lot. Although there's still a KYC or know your customer verification at the back office, it is now at the minimum level. Unlike when you go over the counter, you need to verify whether Lilo Martin is the same pangalan that's in the ID that you were able to scan, and that the image of Lilo Martin corresponds to the face of the person appearing before me over the counter. That's gonna be a thing of the past because the AI can now do the KYC thoroughly. So basically, we're now doing it. We automated the system, and thus we were able to reduce 5 minutes processing.
Ma'am, question lang sa mga banko rin dito sa Pilipinas, kailangan mo ng minimum balance or you have to have a minimum balance when you open an account or keep a specific amount of money in your account. Is it also the same with OFW Bank?
No, RJ. As a policy bank of the government, as envisioned by our President Duterte, we wanted OFWs to have less concern in terms of having funds to open an account. Mm-hmm. When we were brainstorming, RJ, I may digress a bit. Mm-hmm. One of those that was an issue for OFWs, those that we were able to interview when we were developing the products for OF Bank, mm-hmm. is that opening an account is the least of their concern. What they want is to get clearance from government agencies like POEA and OWA and be able to fly out of the country as fast as they can because they want to put food on the family's table.
Yes, yes,
and opening an account, having at least 500 pesos to open an account and going out of your way, go over the counter, wait, sabi mo nga, wait for an hour or so, medyo nakakain na ang oras nila. When we were brainstorming, we were thinking, what if we are able to have an NBA that is accessible anytime, anywhere, regardless where the OFWs are, and not require any opening deposit, not even a maintaining balance requirement, because maintaining a deposit account, RJ, is also quite costly for a bank. It's the reason why you need to have an account opening and a maintaining balance, because the bank will definitely invest that and somehow pay for the cost of managing your funds. But because OF Bank is envisioned to be a policy bank, we made sure that hindi mahihirapan ng ating mga kababayan in having their own account. Because basically, each OFW should have their own deposit account, because it is critical for you to be able to remit legally pabalik sa Pilipinas because you want
to put
food on
the table. And you're also a government bank, so iba yung mentalidad. I mean, it's a different policy environment. And because you're not a privately owned bank, you're a government bank, so the mandate and the directives are a bit different, diba?
Yes, and we are very conscious in terms of compliance to all the regulators because we are a government bank. Basically, we are a government bank and thus we are required to be consistently observing protocols to protect the interests of our depositors, the OFW. So yeah, correct, RJ on that.
Ma'am, last question before I go to Gerald, because there's something that's really what I want to ask is, siempre, even if you are a government digital bank, you still need to remain competitive. There are 6 other banks which have also gotten digital licenses to operate the bank. If you don't mind sharing with me, ano ba yung parang competitive advantage of, let's say, of an OFW to use OF Bank versus the other banks which have also been given digital licenses? Or iba ba yung focus na ibang digital banks natin, hindi OFW?
You're correct. I think we have separate market. Ang market ng OF Bank is basically nasa pangalan na niya, Overseas Pilipinas. And I think that's one of the advantage, RJ, because basically the pangalan ng OF Bank is basically the market that we are providing the services to. Not to mention, we have a very strong parent bank, the second largest bank in the Philippines. If you want to have an over-the-counter experience, as we say so, then you can have that over-the-counter experience in more than 600 branches nationwide.
That's right.
Kahit saang lugar, nandun din ang land bank branches dito sa Pilipinas. And you can transact in any land bank branches even though ang account mo ay OF Bank without any cost, without charges, RJ, unlike sa mga ibang banko, when you go, kaya tawag natin interbranch, you're supposed to pay. There are those fees that you have to pay. But for OF Bank, no. The cost of transacting in any branch over the counter is not being charged to the client. So it's being absorbed by OF Bank. Yeah. And of course, RJ, we are at the forefront of whatever government initiatives that the government would like to implement for the betterment of the OFWs.
So ma'am, parang if you open up in OF Bank, parang nagbubukas ka rin ng account sa land bank.
In a way, yes, RJ, but we have to maintain the glass wall ikana, arm's length policy. But basically, the service that you get from OET Bank can be provided as well by the branches of the parent bank. And that makes it a win-win solution because the rules of the Banco Central, when it provided licenses to the 6 digital banks, there should be no branch involved in the transaction of the digital bank. But the BSP said you can contract under a cash agency agreement. So this opened up the opportunity for OET Bank to tap the resources, the very robust resources of the parent bank in terms of servicing the OFWs.
Yeah, and then that's really one of the strengths of being a government bank with a digital license of a government bank of the Philippines. Well, thanks so much. I want to talk now to our good friend Gerald over here, our OF Bank representative. Gerald, if I understand correctly, you're the representative for the Middle East. But tell us right now, for those listening, they want to know, 130 plus countries, what are the top countries right now where OF Bank is being used? The top countries overseas.
All right. I am the overseas representative officer ng OF Bank for Middle East now. So basically, I'm handling the whole of Middle East. And right now, I'm starting to handle the Northern America. Based on our records, if I'm not mistaken, nandito naman si Ma'am Laila, among of the total number of accounts na open natin overseas, number one and number two countries are coming from Middle East. Mm-hmm. Number one is United Arab Emirates, if I'm not mistaken. Number two is Saudi Arabia. Number four is Qatar. And then top 10, number 10 is Kuwait. And then some of those countries na nasa top 10 natin are coming from Asia and Europe na.
Okay, and then can I just ask, what are the newest countries which kakadagdag lang sa OF Bank? I'm just curious to find out.
Okay, doon sa 123 countries na sinasabi ni Ma'am Laila kanina, no, that we have a digital presence na, I think nadagdag doon yung ibang mga countries sa Middle East like Lebanon. Pag sinabi kasi natin with digital presence, ito yung pwedeng makapag-open yung OFW in that certain country. And para makapag-open sila at magamit yung kanilang international number, dapat meron tayong partner na telco.
Okay, I see now.
Yung providers, dapat partner natin dito. Before, hindi nakasama dun si Lebanon and then I think si Jordan hindi pa kasama before pero ngayon kasama na siya. And then some countries in Northern America, may nadagdag din. I'm not really sure of the Northern America, no? Kasi I've been handling talaga Middle East. Pero so far, nadagdag is Lebanon, from what I know. Lebanon and then si Jordan. I think si Iraq, if I'm not mistaken, baka kasama na si Iraq. And then, just in case, later pwede kaming mag-post, pwede namin i-post kung ano pa yung mga karagdagang countries na nadagdag doon sa 120.
Yes, please. Matanong ko lang sana, because it's OF Bank, so usually the nature of this one, and Ma'am Laila, please feel free to jump in, no? Because it's OF Bank, there are countries na talagang where Filipinos are overseas workers, so they really send more money back home, and there are countries where they are already permanent residents or talagang nag-migrate na dyan for good, di ba? So I'm guessing more of the people sent using OF Bank services are countries like the Middle East because those are more contractual services where after the contract is done, they come back home, so they're not permanently there. Am I right? So those are more of the countries which actively use OF Bank services, yung mga, like the Middle East, because it's OFWs who come home after their contract is done.
Oh yeah, yeah. Tama ka naman dun, RJ. No? So marami talaga mga overseas Filipinos, especially from Middle East, ang nag-utilize or gumagamit ng OF Bank, especially sa pagpa-fund transfer. Yun ang madalas na ginagamit talaga nila eh, fund transfer, pagpapadala sa pamilya. And then bills payment, tumutulong sila sa pagbabayad ng mga utilities and then yung kanilang Meralco. And then some of them, ginagamit din yung kanilang OF Bank sa pagpapadala para pag-settle ng kanilang SMS. Although hindi directly na ginagawa sa OF Bank app, pero ginagawa nila is parang nagtatransfer sila sa ibang platform mula sa kanilang OF Bank para lang ma-settle itong mga government contribution. And a lot of those OFWs, you're right, are coming from Middle East.
And then I think Europe is probably very strong up to now, no? Italy, I'm guessing. Yes. Italy, Spain,
yes.
France.
Europe, kasama sa top 10 natin ang Europe eh. Europe and Asia. So marami din sa mga overseas Filipinos na nandito sa region na to, ang talagang nagko-contribute sa bulk of transactions na natatanggap ni overseas Filipino banks sa ngayon.
Yeah. I'm just very curious also as well, as a businessman, no, and as a marketing executive, how did you market OF Bank to the OFWs over there? How did you penetrate the market and let them know about OF Bank?
That's a good question, RJ. No? Maraming salamat for bringing that up. Before the pandemic, ang ginagawa talaga namin, we are being deployed by the Land Bank of the Philippines as our mother bank. Okay, we are being deployed and then sa field talaga, parang guerrilla ang ginagawa namin. So, kung pinupuntahan namin yung mga event, pumupunta kami sa mga camp, pumupunta kami sa mga accommodations, sa mga overseas Filipinos, and then doon kami gumagawa ng direct marketing. Kaya lang, after the pandemic, since digital na rin ang OF Bank, most of our efforts are concentrated online. So, aside from maintaining social media accounts, nandiyan yung nag-maintain kami ng iba't ibang mga pages namin, most of our efforts nandito sa pagkakandak ng webinars. So what we usually do, we conduct financial literacies. We collaborate with the Philippine embassies abroad. Kasama na doon, for example, yung mga SSS, yung Pag-ibig, yung iba pang government agencies. So aside from that, government agencies, we collaborate as well with the Filipino communities. Okay, this is for overseas, ha? So tinatap namin yung mga activities ng mga field comms abroad, especially now na nung nag-start yung pandemic, mostly online na talaga, virtual. So nagkakandak kami ng Zoom. And then, dito naman sa Pilipinas,
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Domestically, nakikipag-partner din kami sa mga government agencies like OWA and POEA pagdating sa pagkakandak ng pre-departure orientation seminars.
Parang kumbaga sa akin, parang market sa marketing terminology, kumbaga market entry operations yan, di ba? You do it at the very start bago sila umalis.
Correct.
Ikaw, pagbukas na kayo ng OF Bank account, di ba?
Correct. Ang task namin dyan talaga is not literally, hindi naman talaga pagpapa-open lang ng account, no? We usually give financial literacies. What is the importance of saving? Saan kayo magpapadala pagdating nyo dyan? Ano ang kailangang portion ng kinikita ninyo na dapat ninyong itabi? At what is that portion na dapat nyo ipadala? So most of the time, yun talaga ang tinuturo natin. And then kung paano magsisimula through Overseas Filipino Bank. So right now, na medyo nagluwag-luwag na, aside from virtual or webinar, nagpa-participate na rin tayo with the face-to-face activities. Like yung mga LGUs, nagkakaroon sila ng mga activities for Overseas Filipinos. Nagkabinibigyan tayo ng booth dyan para nang sa ganun makapagturo din tayo sa mga nagpa-participate. Ang pinaka-target naman natin dito are the OFW beneficiaries. So, overseas, yung ating webinar, ang target natin dyan are the Overseas Filipinos. For those activities na ginagawa natin dito on-site, ang pinaka-target natin are the beneficiaries.
Okay.
So, pinatarget natin pareho. Tinatarget natin ang OFW and then at the same time, tinutulungan din natin ang mga beneficiaries.
Jill, I hope you don't mind. This is a really great time. Parang public service announcement rin natin to. Sa pre-departure ng mga tao, you give them financial literacy.
Correct.
Bago lahat, baka pwede mabilisan lang, ano yung pinakamahalagang mga financial literacy point that you want to make over here for our OFWs? We're listening here right now. So that, you know,
okay.
Might as well share it na here that you must tell them before they leave.
Pagdating sa PIDOS, no, ang focus ng PIDOS talaga natin, ang pilit natin sa PIDOS is on the basics of saving and budgeting. Pag sa saving, well, mabilisan lang to, mga nuggets lang. Pag sa saving, always remember na ang tamang formula is hindi dapat income minus expenses equals savings. Kasi pag ganun, walang natitira eh. Wala kang ipon talaga. So, ang lagi namin sinasabi sa mga Pilipino, when you receive your income, dapat i-less mo na agad 20% at least para sa savings mo. And then, kung ano yung matitira, that would be spent for your total expenses. Kasama na doon dapat ang remittances. When it comes to investing, no? Kasi nahahagip din namin ang basics of investing sometimes. When it comes to investing, you have to remember na medyo long-term ang investing.
Mm.
Ang lagi tinatanong kasi, dapat ko bang i-invest yung ating emergency fund o yung savings ko? Ang lagi natin sinasabi, bago ka pumunta sa investment, you have to make sure na you have an emergency fund na at least times 5 ng salary mo. So, RJ, if you're earning 100,000, for example, monthly, ang sinasabi natin, ideally, dapat meron kang 500,000 as an emergency fund. when you already have that, then that's the time that you can consider investing already. So aside from savings, aside from investment, isa pa sa dapat na ginagawa mo in order for you to attain financial freedom is to have an insurance. So you have the savings first, set up your emergency fund, and then consider investing kasi syempre matatalo ka sa inflation, no? And then after investment or kahit sabay sa investment, you must have your insurance. Okay? And then ang pinaka-importante, dapat kasama ang family members, dapat kasama ang beneficiaries when it comes to financial literacy. Okay? Kasi kahit anong galing, kahit anong dami ng knowledge na naibibigay natin sa Overseas Filipino, kahit anong galing ng OFW, kung yung pinapadala niya dito is hindi na ma-manage ng maayos ng beneficiaries or kamag-anak, baliwala din. So dapat, yun ang ginagawa natin ngayon sa OFW, dapat hinahagip natin pareho. We teach the OFWs and at the same time, we teach the beneficiary para nang sa ganun, sabay silang uusad in the right direction.
That's right. And before everything else, so magusto mag-download ng OF Bank app, no? Una-una, pwede kayong bumisita sa website nila. Can you show again the website over here, Migs and Mike? Well, you can download right now. Well, here, this website is www.ofbank.com.ph is the official website. You can also find them on Facebook. You know, this is the available on Android and iOS, Apple. If you want to download OF Bank, you can download it right now. Remember, 5 minutes lang para mag-apply. Sabi ni Ma'am Laila, 5 minutes lang yan.
Yeah.
And you can also find them on Facebook as OF Bank. Ayan po, facebook.com/OFBank or on Facebook. Now, I want to ask you one more question, especially sa ating mga OFW. Kasi entrepreneur ako, di ba? What problem were you able to solve for the OFW nung pumasok na yung OF Bank? In other words, ano yung mga challenges nila noon na in terms of financial transactions or whatever na nasolve ng OF Bank when you came in?
Okay, that's another good question. Unang-una is the account opening. Before, nung kasi di ba nadideploy tayo abroad, so meron tayong first-hand experience talaga. First-hand encounter, direct encounter with the overseas Filipinos. Ang pinaka-problema is oras. Si OFW kasi, limited ang oras niyan eh. Like, limited ang day off niyan. Ang kanilang day off, one day lang. So, ang ginagawa nila before, para makapag-open ng account, kailangan nilang pumunta sa isang remittance center. Kailangan nila antayin yung representative ng banko mula sa Pilipinas na bibisita doon. Kailangan nilang pumila para makapag-open ng account. Minsan, inaabot yan ng hapon. So, imagine, yung kanilang isang buong araw na ubus lang sa pagpila at pag-open ng account. That's what. So, with the arrival of OF Bank, na-solusyonan natin yan in a way na kahit nasa bahay si Overseas Filipino, kahit nasa opisina, provided you have a good internet connection, you can already open a savings account in just less than 5 minutes. Okay? Pag sa Pilipinas, nagbakasyon ka, wala na kayong sasayangin oras sa bakasyon nyo. Hindi nyo kailangan pumila sa branch, pumunta sa branch. Nasa bahay ka, open an account. You can have your account number right there and then. That's one. Pangalawa, when it comes to remittance. Okay? Ito yung kailangan maintindihan ng mga papasok pa lang na overseas Filipino, no, yung mga bago. Pag ikaw dumating sa meet sa UAE, or kahit sa ang country, pag ikaw dumating abroad, you have to remember, since walang branch doon ang mga banko sa Pilipinas, bawat transaction na gagawin mo, may charge yan. There is a corresponding charges. So let's say for example, RJ, magpapadala ka, ikaw ang OFW, magpapadala ka sa tatay mo, magpapadala ka sabihin natin sa pinsan mo, magpapadala ka sabihin natin sa kapatid mo, nangungutang pa yung kapitbahay mo.
Oh.
You have 4 different kind of remittances. So that's 4 different kind of charges. Ang charges dun, RJ, is nag-range from 300 pesos to 500 pesos. Sa OF Bank, if you have an OF Bank account, meron tayong tinatawag na fund transfer facility. So what you will do now, hindi ka na magpapadala sa akin. All you have to do is save. Maghuhulog ka na lang sa OF Bank account mo. When you need to send to these 3 beneficiaries, let's say for example, nag-message sa'yo, anak, kailangan ko, may emergency tayo, pwede ka magpadala sa akin. Ikaw, RJ, hindi ka na pupunta sa exchange, sa remittance center. Hindi ka na magbabayad. All you need to do, log in sa OF Bank account mo, transfer from your OF Bank account papunta sa account ng beneficiaries mo. Gaano kabilis yan? It's real time. Seconds lang. Or sabihin natin 1 minute. Magkano ang babayaran mo? Wala. It's free. Because if you transfer from OF Bank to another OF Bank or another land bank account, wala kang babayaran kahit piso. So yung dalawang convenience lang ang gusto kong i-emphasize kahit madami pa.
Now, Gerald, because you're on the ground, you get to talk to a lot of the OFWs, especially sa Middle East. Siyempre, there's always going to be some innovations which we can do to further improve yung services ng OF Bank para sa ating mga OFWs. Have you seen any additional functions or benefits na pwede pang pagandahin yung client experience
of course
ng ating mga OFWs?
Of course.
What have you come across?
Okay, based sa mga naririnig natin, no, from the OFWs, ang usually request nila is loan. Nagtatanong talaga yan lagi, sir, paano mag-loan sa OF Bank? Pwede ba kami makapag-loan? Talat ng cash loan? Okay? Aside from the loan, okay, pangalawa is opening a USD account. Nagtatanong yan kasi gusto nila minsan, gusto nila mag-invest sa RTB, dollar bond. So, kala nila hindi pwede mag-invest in peso, pero pwede naman. Pero, some of them, may pinagagamitan kasi ng dollar. So, gusto nila mag-ipon ng dollar, lalong-lalo na ngayon na tumataas yung value ng dollar. Okay? Pagdating naman sa future, no, kasi we have already have that investment, sa loan, tama yung nire-request nila. Pagdating sa product feature, gusto nila is yung parang auto-save. Nasi-save na yung mga details ng pinapadala nila. Kasi ang isang OFW usually nagpapadala yan sa maraming tao. So, ang medyo iniinda lang nila ngayon is yung lagi silang nagta-type. Every time magpapadala, itatype na naman nila yung account number.
Yeah,
pangalan. So, somehow, ang gusto nila is auto-save. Kumbaga, kapag na-transact ko na ngayon, dapat nakasave na dyan yung details niya para later on, select-select ko na lang. Yung tatlong yun.
Ayan. I'm sure kaya-kaya ni Ms. Laila yan, di ba, ma'am?
Yung, of course. Yung
mga additional features. Because that's the nice thing about doing an app like this one. It's easy to keep on testing and how to improve it and make it better for the client. Really interesting. And Ma'am Lai, Sir Gerald, I'm so happy right now that we have testimonials from our actual clients of OF Bank who will be joining us here on the show. Can you please welcome on the program as well? I want to welcome yung mag-asawa ko si Jared and Rachel Ortega. Can they join us here on the show? Jared and Rachel, how are you guys doing? Kumusta?
Hello.
Yan. Hi, Rachel.
Kami yung mag-asawa na magkahiwalay. O, diba?
Magkahiwalay. Sabi ko. At kayo na sa pagkakaintindi ko na sa Pilipinas kayo, nagbabakasyon kayo dito ngayon sa Pilipinas. Tama ba?
Yes. Nasa vacation kami pareho.
Nagbabakasyon kayo separately. Oh. Isa nasa Pampanga daw. Isa naman ay nasa Palawan naman. Matanong ko lang sana, Jared, Rachel, I understand you're from Italy. Ilang years na kayo sa Italy?
Ako po, 6 years pa lang, kinuha ko ni Jared, yung husband ko. 6 years na ako. Siya naman, Jared.
21 years ako dito.
21 years na siya sa Italy.
21. Dito na ako halos lumaki.
Parang mahina.
21 years. Uy, mama! 21. Gusto ko malaman, Rachel, paano mo nakilala si Jared kung 21 years na siya sa Italy?
Baka humaba po yung ano. Show na din. Joke lang. Yeah.
Sa Facebook ba? Sa kayo nakita? Paano ba nangyari? Anong nangyari?
Secret. We will share later.
Sa private time. Sa Pampanga.
Mutual friends. Mm-hmm.
Mutual friends. Kasi sa Kapampangan pala kayo. Pakibati naman tao sa Kapampangan. Rachel, pakibati naman yung mga
bisita. Maya pa Benny kaya Kongan. Kapampangan po ako. Si Jared actually, Batanggenyo yan.
Ang Batanggenyo, Matagalan. Gerard, pakibati yung mga tao dyan.
Oh, sa mga nariyan sa Italia, sa Germany, o sa mga bahagi ng Europe, at kayo mga bansa sa buong mundo. Magandang gabi sa inyo. Welcome ho.
I want to start off with Jared. I'm not so sure if it's going to be very clear the audio, but that, this is what I'm curious Mahina. About. Kung kayo napapadala ng pera noon dito bago nagka-OF Bank, how did you send money before to the Philippines? And what was the biggest hassle? Anong biggest problem or challenge of doing transactions in the Philippines? So noon, anong ginagamit mo bago naka-OF Bank?
Ako po siguro I could go first. Sige, no? Go ahead. Noon, nung wala pa akong OF Bank, actually, galing naman po ang Philippines. Kaya lang naging problem ko yan. Ma-share ko na. Na-close yung mga bank accounts ko. Kasi nga po, syempre, pag umalis ka ba ng Philippines, nahihirapan ka na mag-monitor.
Yes,
tapos
yes.
Yung mga mobile banking app that time, medyo challenging po talagang mag-register or mag-enroll, no? Kaya nung umalis ako ng Philippines mga 6 years ago, na-close yung mga bank accounts ko. Now, how do I send to... Syempre, gusto kong mag-ipon. I also want to send to my mom. Pinapapunta ko pa siya sa mga cash pickup, pahanap pa siya. So, medyo hassle din on my part, also on her part. Oh. Yun po yung naging challenge sa akin.
Wow. And then, question lang. When you were living na there, how would you send money back here to the Philippines? Kung wala pa digital account at wala pang na-close na ito mga account mo?
Ayun, manually po, syempre pupunta ako sa mga remittance center and then magsesend ako sa cash pickup or kaya mga payout center po. So cash talaga na kukunin pa na uutusan ko pa yung mother ko, ma'am, pakikuha to sa ganito, punta ka dito, commute pa siya. Kasi nga, papakuha ko pa. And then, saka pa lang nga isi-save to another bank account. So, ang dami pong inikutan ba. Napapagod din yung mother ko kasi syempre, maedad na siya. Ganun po yung naging problema namin.
Was it easy to... Kasi usually, I don't know, kwento ni Gerald, di ba? Usually, day off mo lang makakapunta ka dyan sa bank. So, it, you know, it, that also takes away a lot of your time. Syempre, gusto mo medyo papahinga ka sa day off mo, pero nasa bangko ka half the day. Is that correct?
That's true. Totoo po yun. Maybe, also, Jara, I think you can testify kasi syempre, pag nasa overseas ka, hindi mo pwede na. Minsan nga, isang work hindi pwede. Kulang siya. So sometimes, we have 2 to 3 jobs na we juggle. Kaya kailangan talaga namin na magkaroon ng pagbibigyan mo talaga ng time, pipila ka, you will spend talaga effort para lang makapag-send ka nung wala pa yung mga digital platforms like this.
Oh, wow. I want to ask Jared, ikaw naman matagal. Kasi mo 21 years ka dyan sa Italy, di ba? Tama ba ako? 21 years?
Baba.
Is that right? Ikaw naman, how did you use to send money or how did you transact with the Philippines? Ano ba yung pangikwento sa akin noon nung wala pang OF Bank? Paano ginagawa?
Back then po, hindi naman ako masyadong nagpapadala sa Pilipinas. Kasi yung family ko po, nasa Italy lang sila.
Ah,
pero
okay.
Kapag may chance na magpadala ako, pupunta pa ako sa mga remittance center. So medyo matagal yon at ako, nasaksihan ko mismo yun dahil nagtrabaho po ako sa remittance center recently. At kita ko kung gaano kahaba yung pila sa labas. Sobrang habang oras sila naghihintay para mapagpadala po ng pera sa mga pamilya nila sa Pilipinas.
Wow! Wow, incredible. Now, right now, I want to just ask, how did you find out about OF Bank? Because sabi nga ni Gerald kanina, siya noon yung talagang face-to-face pupunta mga guerrilla marketing yan, di ba? Or nalaman ba niyo sa Facebook or sa website? How did you find out about it?
Ako sa asawa ko.
Ako po, na-discover ko siya. Ayan, sa akin. Oh, let's just share kami ng secrets. Ako po actually, nalaman ko siya nung nagkaroon ng roadshow yung BTR. Kasi I'm interested talaga sa mga personal finance enthusiast ako. So I research a lot about mga opportunities for us na mga OFWs, how we can save and invest. Tapos na yun po, na nakita ko si Miss Lila, si Mr. Gerald sa BTR roadshow ng embassy. So I got curious about this. Actually, premium bonds pa po yun that time, no? 2 years ago.
That's the first.
That's the first. So yun, dun ko po na-discover yung OF Bank and then I explored it and I was really amazed na wow, makakapag-invest ako sa premium bonds ng ano Bureau of the Treasury. Sobrang tuwan-tuwa po ako that time. Doon ko po siya nalaman.
Wow, very interesting. When you finally went there, no, what do you use usually OF Bank the most for right now? Anong klaseng servisyo yung ginagamit mo? Which transactions do you do the most on OF Bank?
Yan, si Jared, pwede niyang sabihin yung transactions niya?
Sige po,
sa Rachel. Siyempre, alam mo naman lahat ang transactions sa Rachel, di ba? So, okay lang yan. Jared, alam mo, pinakamadala sa transaction na ginagawa sa OF Bank?
Fund transfer po.
Oh,
bank transfer sa personal savings account ko po.
Mm-hmm.
Saka doon sa kapag pinupondohan ko yung mga e-wallet account. Saka ginagamit ko rin siya para sa pagbabayad sa mga supplier ko. Kasi meron din po ako online business. So kapag kailangan ko silang bayaran, yun po ginagamit ko.
Very interesting how you were able to use the different, at least parang nag-evolve ng services ng OF Bank and how people are actually using OF Bank here right now in terms of services.
I'm curious, RJ,
yes.
Rachel and Jared, have you seen your digital card already? We recently enhanced the MBA because we're not sending the physical card, right? Because it's quite risky to send the physical card abroad.
Not yet, po.
But now, in your MBA, you can view your digital card with the CBB, meaning you can further your e-commerce transactions. So you can book your flight, you can reserve in any hotels now using your OF Bank debit card.
Wow.
Because you can renew your digital card via your MBA. When you go to the page wherein your balances are displayed, there is that portion, view your card.
Wow.
Just press on that and you will be able to view your card. You don't even need to have a physical card when you go back in the Philippines. Because the Land Bank ATM, the machines, Land Bank machines, you will be able to have an experience of a cardless withdrawal transaction. No need, RJ, for the physical card to be inserted. in the ATM. Mm-hmm. All you need is your MBA and the passcode that will be sent by the system to your registered phones. So, hindi mo na kailangan ang physical card to do your withdrawals when you're in the Philippines. Do it cardless mode.
Wow.
So, yeah. So,
wow, swerte ninyo, Miss Rachel. Wish mo kay Miss Laila sa pinag-advise sa inyo.
Withdrawal na tayo.
Swerte ninyo.
You don't need
to. Matagal na po yun dahil natin ka po sa app.
Yes.
Cardless.
Ano ka mo dyan?
Yes, in your
dyan,
menu. In your menu, makikita nyo dyan, nakalagay cardless withdrawal.
Ah, parang nakita ko lang po sila sa app. Nakita ko lang sa app yung
yes.
Cardless withdrawal.
Cardless.
Yes.
Mm.
And another thing, to further protect your account, also register for the Mobilock.
Ah, yes.
Even if your account has been hacked, as long as naka-Mobilock siya, no funds can be withdrawn by the scammer from your account. Always do Mobilock.
Ah, Mobilock. Wow, okay yeah. Yan. Okay yan.
So, yeah, why not? Why not maximize the use of the OF Bank MPA?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of protection in there to cover and protect your funds.
Wow.
I want to ask a question to Jared and to Rachel. You know, in my job as a, you know, I give many talks to mga OFW entrepreneurs. And usually the biggest problem that many OFWs encounter are they get scammed over there, di ba? Marami na sa scam dito. How do they avoid parang knowing that, you know, how do they know also when they go to OF Bank, quote-unquote, they're not being scammed or that they're okay? Kasi syempre, kahit pa paano, people are still a bit worried, di ba? I mean, some people are not so well-versed financially or they're not so financially literate. How do you convince them that, you know, OF Bank is safe, secure, walang problema?
Yeah.
Parang Asia.
Gusto ko po ikwento yung story kasi maiki lang naman siya. This happened, I think, last almost 2 years na nung nag-start nga yung OF. Sobrang tuwa ko. I'm a member po kasi ng various Filipino community online groups here in Europe, in Italy. Even we have that Filipino expats and migrants in the EU. I'm also the parang admin po sa group na yun. I shared about this OF Bank when I discovered it kasi sobrang saya ko po. No? I think it will benefit talaga yung mga migrants and OFWs natin. Nakakalungkot lang, na-bash po ako kasi sabi nila, ay naku, wala namang ganyan. There's no such thing na, ay, app lang, tapos may Philippine peso bank account. Walang ganun, walang ganun. Grabe, sabi po nila, scammer ako, na naiiyak ako nun. And then, nakilala ko, ayan, si kakilala din ni Gerald, si Leover Loyola. I was introduced to him ng isang SSS representative. Sabi ko, tinawagan ko siya, Leover, pwede mo ba akong help? Kasi yung mga Filipino communities dito, tinatawag ako scammer kasi sinishare ko yung OF Bank. Thankfully, yun, in-accommodate kami ni Leover, nag-conduct siya ng mga webinars to introduce OF Bank. And you know, I felt vindicated po, no? Kasi hindi ako scam, totoo po yung sinishare ko. Yung parang, sa sobrang tuwa mo lang ba, no? Yung motivation mo, maganda naman, pero dahil po yung mga kababayan natin, hindi naman natin sila masisisi kasi they've been scammed several times, no?
Na-burn
na sila sa mga ganito. Kaya natatakot po sila, no? Kaya magpapasalamat po ako sa OF Bank team, sa Land Bank team, sa pagsasyaga po nila sa aming mga OFWs to continuously, mag-do webinars like this, introduce apps like this, at saka yung mga financial literacy series na ginagawa nila. Sobrang helpful po sa amin. So I think yun yung way, no, na
Ituloy mo pa yung mga financial webinar series. I mean, for me, it's really working out a lot. Yeah. Actually, gusto ko sabihin sana kanina, dapat may, you know, what I often do for my own company, may FB ad strategist ako just to do ads that targeted. And then, mag-tiktak na kayo. So, sumayaw ka dyan, Miss Laila.
Your wish is already granted. We will soon have a TikTok contest for OFWs. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect, perfect. And then, while we're talking about that one, I want to ask one more thing from you, Miss Laila, before we go to you. But, you know, this is the perfect opportunity. Nakakausap, Rachel, Jared, nakakausapin diretso mismo, yung president ng OF Bank. Kanina, Jared was telling us, you know, there are some improvements that they can continue to make it an app that is more engaging or more meaningful or more beneficial sa ating mga OFWs. Kung kayo, if they're going to ask you, Rachel, Jared, ano po gusto nyo ipatagdag sa app or to make it even more friendly to our OFWs?
Sa akin po, siguro more options na sa mga investment, ganyan. Kasi merong mga ibang digital bank, nakita ko marami silang mga ibang klase investment na may mataas na interest rate, ganyan. Tapos, pwede rin po siguro yung Pero tayo lang ability na makakapili ng mga goods, tapos ng mga loads gamit yung app na nakita ko kasi sa isang app dito sa Europe na kilala. Sabi ko ba, okay din yun. Pwede ka magpadala ng mga surprise gift gamit yung app na yun. Mga pwede rin gawin ni Outmark yun sa inaarap. Hopefully.
I think Gerald, that can be done right now using the bills payment, right? So probably we can introduce those more during the webinars.
Yeah.
And for the request ni Jared, considered it done by the end of the year, we will onboard the UITM. So that is amazing.
Wow. Panalo ka dyan.
Investment. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, Ana. Oh, recently,
ako po, may request ba? Ako po, yun, although nabanggit na ni Ms. Laila, no, yung credit facility.
Yes, yes.
And you can access it, Rachel, mismo dyan sa MBA app. Ooh. You can see it, Pabahay para sa Bagong Bayani, and the reintegration program. You can have access to that, just press on the field, and then, yeah, post any queries, and that will be responded.
Mm.
So meron na, you can have, that's the first
Touch point. Actually, this is what I like. It's really the opportunity in the movie.
Yeah.
Ms. Laila, I like the opportunity here now, what's coming out is that it's more of, okay, OFW, okay, sinabi ni Gerald kanina, diba, the first thing that you do is you get your savings, and finally, you can do your investment. So now, the next step, really, I think the OF Bank, yung higher level na talaga, is to help them, you know, build businesses here in the Philippines, whether it's via multipurpose loans, right, or, you know, that they can do na via OF Bank or other things. So, having said that, Ms. Laila, ano yung mga opportunities pa? What can people look forward to in terms of the products and services that OF Bank will be offering in the near future sa mga OFWs?
Yes. Definitely, tama si Rachel. It's really in the pipeline that the OF Bank will have credit facilities. But we need to be consistent with the requirement of the Banco Central that even credit facilities must be onboarded as an end-to-end process, meaning everything has to happen via the mobile. We started, Rachel, actually, early this year, testing about, well, providing housing loan. But then, how can you do a housing loan end-to-end? We have other agencies to touch base to register of deeds.
Oh.
Any other, right? So unless all government agencies are really automated, then we can probably bridge those concerns. So right now, we're trying to find a way how can we fully automate and be consistent with the requirement that as a digital bank, you have to offer an end-to-end solution in a digital platform like the mobile.
Yeah.
So even dapat pag register sa RD, that should be automated and the system can handhold whatever details the RD needs. But then the other government agency must have a facility to accept those data electronically. And that's what we're trying to hurdle. But pending that, Rachel and Jared, you can inform us what credit facilities you need. We have the OROS, the Overseas Remittance Officers like Gerald, and you can inquire any credit facilities available, even at the parent bank side, and we will help you out. So, yeah, even though we don't have that right now in the OF Bank app, the service is available at the parent bank, and definitely we can offer the services to you as well. So no problem on that, Rachel. Just inform Gerald what the credit facilities you will need.
Swerte mo naman, Rachel. Swerte mo naman, Jared. Napadiretso ko
yun. But actually, we're doing that to all OFWs that will require those services. Just drop us a line in our website or call us up in our hotline and then we will surely assist you, guys.
And then, ma'am, like, you know, me, as my other hat is I'm a real estate developer. Yan yung talaga isang ginagawa ko.
Yeah.
But the thing is, what you're mentioning here right now, that's another pain point. You know, the way I see it, di ba? You have to arrange everything. You have to automate everything. Bilang entrepreneur, I get excited whenever you say, you know, there's an opportunity, we have to fix this problem. Kasi bilang entrepreneur, you're saying, nako, that's actually a business opportunity because every problem is an opportunity to be solved.
Correct.
And when you can solve those opportunities, dyan kakikita ng pera. And that's exactly what our friends from OF Bank, they solved a really great problem para sa ating mga OFW. They are, I think, they're a very entrepreneurial bank that exists within our government framework. So, we're very, very thankful to you, Ms. Laila, Martin, for joining us here tonight. Gerald, thanks for joining us. Our OFW, ating mga bayani, Jared and Rachel, thank you so much for being here. Before everything else, Gerald,
thank you, bro.
Again, can you promote one more time how to get in touch with OF Bank? Pakiulit-ulit mga where can people get in touch with OF Bank.
All right, for our overseas Filipinos, sa Middle East, sa Italy, or saan mang panig ng mundo, in case you want to get in touch with us, pwede kayo una-una bumisita sa ating website, www.ofbank.com. Sorry, hindi ko masyadong kabisado, pero nandyan, naka-flash naman, pwede nyo tingnan. Or pwede kayong makipag-ugnayan sa aming official FB page, at OF Bank. I think tama yon at OF Bank. And then pwede rin kayong tumawag sa ating direct line, that's 632-8405-7000. Okay? Gusto ko lang i-emphasize for those na may mga accounts na, please, please, alamin nyo yung mga official website natin, official pages natin, and doon lang kayo makikipag-communicate.
Got that. And very important here as well, please remember, remind everybody, you can download here right now, OF Bank on Android and iOS. Okay? So again, maraming salamat ulit to all our friends of OF Bank. Miss Laila, I'm looking forward to yung third year pagbalik mo dito, kung ilan ang bansa yung kasama na dito sa OF Bank. Yeah. At ano pa yung mga panibagong produkto at servisyo na ipapamahagi ng OF Bank sa ating mga bayani.
Of course, but RJ, you mentioned you're a real estate developer. Should you need some funds, then Landbank can probably assist you as well. So, minarket na si RJ.
Tama po. Maraming salamat po sa tulong po natin. Again, this has been the RJ Ledesma Podcast. Thank you everybody for listening. We will catch you in the next podcast. Maraming salamat, Miss Laila. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jared.
Thank you, Ma'am Laila.
Nice meeting you. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.